Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Rejoice with trembling. By Dr. Carol Geisler for Monday, February 24th, 2020. Psalm chapter 2, verses 10, 11, and 12. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. And rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all those who take refuge in him. Kiss the Son or perish. Declare your allegiance to the King or die. It's a demand one might expect from an earthly ruler. But we might not consider it a very welcoming statement about Jesus. The idea of any sort of absolute truth is often rejected today. Many argue that individuals are free to pursue their own personal truth, as long as it's not imposed on others. Surveys indicate that even some Christians are reluctant to speak about their faith, believing that it's wrong to push their private beliefs on others. But the statement stands. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. Jesus, the Son and the King to whom we owe allegiance. He spoke in a similar way to those who rejected his lordship. In Matthew chapter 12, he said, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." As the psalm proclaims, God the Father established this King. His only begotten Son. He said, "I have set my King on Zion, my holy hill." To his enthroned Son, God says, "I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession." Yet no earthly ruler ever came to power in the way this King did. There were no armies locked in battle. No carefully negotiated treaties, only the King's dreadful, humiliating death. Soon we will observe the season of Lent. For 40 days, with eyes of faith, we will watch the King suffer rejection, betrayal, condemnation. We will follow him as he takes his final steps to a place of execution outside of Jerusalem. We will see him crowned with thorns and lifted up. Not on a throne, but nailed to a cross. There on the cross, this mighty King who demands our allegiance shed his blood to atone for the sins of all the nations. At his death, his body was removed and laid in a borrowed tomb, an inglorious end to any kingdom. But it was not the end. On Easter morning, his tomb was empty. Our King has risen from the dead and reigns in glory. Through his death and his resurrection, Jesus destroyed the powers of sin and death that held us captive. As Paul says in Colossians chapter 1, God has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Called by the Holy Spirit to believe in this good news, by faith, with great joy, we kiss the Son, declaring him to be the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The psalmist invites us, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. And so we worship our King, whose blood has washed away our sins. With gentleness and respect, we invite others to join us in declaring, by the Spirit's power, their allegiance to the King who died to save them. We pray to him. Jesus, we worship you as Lord and King. In you alone we have found forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. Help us proclaim to others the hope you have given us. Amen.
Thank you.